This video is all about helping you put your goals together to create a thriving mama mode plan. There's a saying, maybe you've heard it before, a goal without a plan is just a wish. I love this so much, and this phrase is so true. Creating a plan on how to move from surviving to thriving mama mode is what we're going to do. And so let's start by mapping out your plan. When you started this course, one of the first tasks I asked you to do was print out the workbook. As you've watched each video, there have been supporting information and exercises in the workbook, complementing the video you just completed watching. I have been reminding you to complete the exercise, and now would be a good time to make sure you've completed all of the exercises in the workbook within each section so we can start mapping out your thriving mama mode plan. And be sure to have your workbook with you as you watch the video, because I will be referencing the workbook and helping you in this video work on completing the exercises. At the end of each topic area, there have been questions asking you about your goals or the areas that you want to improve. These questions have been highlighted in blue if you've printed your workbook in color, and if you've printed in black and white, you'll see the questions have a lotus flower image. These summaries will be the foundation of creating your thriving mama mode plan. Your answers in these sections will need to be copied from the section you first completed in the workbook onto the worksheet called Creating Your Plan to Thrive. I intentionally wanted you to move through the course, listen to the information being presented on self-care, health, and well-being, and take it all in, completing the exercises as you go. If I asked you to write down all of your goals at once in all the areas we covered, you likely would have felt overwhelmed and wouldn't know what to focus on. Hopefully, slowing down the process by reviewing information, reflecting on the things in your life, have helped you to create meaningful awareness for the areas you'd like to focus on and change. Okay, so let's begin by having you copy all of your goals from each section in the course to the Thriving Mama Mode goal worksheet in front of you. My intention is this: I want you to have all of the goals from the course on one page. By doing so, you can see all of the areas that you want to make improvements and prioritize which goals you're going to address first. Feel free to pause this video and complete the exercises as you go. First, let's start with the beginning exercises where you are asked to take the quiz, How is your well-being and self-care? Go to the section in the workbook and copy your scores into this area. Start with writing down your score for physical self-care, mental and cognitive self-care, emotional self-care, social support, and spiritual self-care. Important to note, if you've been making some changes along the way as you listen to the information in this course, your scores may be slightly different or have improved, which is awesome. Regardless, I want you to write down your score. You can pause the video here and complete this section now. Next, go to the section on self-care and look for the questions highlighted in blue or with the lotus next to it and write down your answers onto the Creating a Plan to Thrive. Write down your goals for self-care on the Thriving Mama Mode goal sheet. You can pause this video and complete this section now. Next, you will go through each section of the workbook and write down your goals in the topics of taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, taking care of your feelings and emotions, nurturing your relationships and nurturing your soul, and you'll wrap up copying your goals on the Thriving Mama Mode worksheet with your goals for strengthening your coping skills and managing stress. Pause this video and be sure to complete all of these exercises, because once you do, you're ready to define your goals in more detail. Once you've completed the goal worksheets, you can now move on to the next step, which is creating a detailed plan on how the goals you're going to start with and move into a solid action plan. Now that you have your general goals from the course in front of you, The next step is to create specific, measurable, thriving mama goals. As we move to specific goals, the first place I want you to start is with making an assessment of your physical health and taking care of your body. As you've heard me say throughout this course, your physical health is the foundation from which else all is built upon. This includes three tasks: getting enough sleep, getting proper nutrition and hydration, and exercising regularly. If you're not taking care of your body, then it's going to be very challenging to thrive in motherhood. Taking care of your body is the first step for any mama. So I want you to look at your score from the physical self-care section from How Is Your Well-Being and Self-Care quiz. What is your score? If you have solid physical self-care skills and scored high physical self-care, then you're ready to add in other self-care goals. But if you have no, low, or medium physical self-care score, then I would suggest starting with making improvements in your physical health routines. Your physical health and well-being are the foundation of thriving in motherhood, so let's be sure you have a strong foundation to build upon. For those of you who have scores in the no, low, or medium physical self-care score, I want you to pause for a minute and ask yourself this. What area in taking care of your body and physical health needs attention? Is it your sleep? Do you need more sleep? Is it your nutrition? Are you not eating enough, not planning your meals, eating for comfort or to manage stress? Are you hydrating yourself? Do you need to drink more water? Are you not making exercise a priority? Are you drinking too much alcohol? Identifying where to start in taking care of your body is essential. You have to create a solid foundation of physical health, and it can look different for everyone. Taking care of ourselves is highly individualized, meaning there's no one size that fits all. And there is no right or wrong way to start with your goals. Rather, I want you to be intentional. I want you to know yourself and know what you need to move from survival mode to thriving mama mode. Once you've identified how to improve taking care of your body, you could move on to creating more goals. If you are taking care of your physical health well, then that's fantastic, and you have a great foundation to build upon. You can begin to add in goals from any area that we've covered. For those of us who need to start with taking care of our physical health, I want you to identify 1 to 2 areas in physical health that we've outlined and start with the goals that will give you the most impact to jumpstart your well-being. Once you've identified these goals for taking care of your body, you can move on to other areas to identify goals you'd like to begin working on. You could move through each topic area and choose a goal within the area we've covered, or maybe that feels overwhelming to you, which is why I like to frame goals this way. Choose goals that 1, ground you, 2, nourish you, 3, help you, 4, heal you, and 5, facilitate growth. More specifically, choose a goal that will ground you. Think of this goal as the foundation of self-care skills you need to do every day that helps you to stay in a thriving mama mode. Remember in the beginning of this course, I shared the metaphor of taking care of your body is like pouring the foundation of a home. We need a solid foundation in order to thrive. And foundations start on the ground, which is why one of the most important goals you can start with is taking care of your body and focusing on goals that ground you. I view goals that ground you as an activity or commitment in taking care of your body. As we've talked about, sleep is an important component to thriving. So many moms are physically and emotionally exhausted, and many moms are not getting enough sleep. One of my grounding goals for taking care of my body is getting at least 7.5 hours of sleep. And when I don't, oh boy, does it show. Sleep helps us to manage our emotions, feelings, parent with more intention, connect with those we care about, and have the energy to do the activities that nurture our soul. Choose a goal for yourself that will help ground you, creating a stable foundation to build upon. And it doesn't have to be just one. It can be many. Remember, create goals meaningful to you. Next, I want you to choose a goal that will nourish you. Now, this goal could be literal and link it to improving what you need to eat, when you need to eat, and making sure you're eating nutritionally dense food. Or choosing a goal to nourish could be something that nourishes your soul, like working on gratitude, spending time in nature, or being mentally engaged, and making a commitment to do activities that bring you joy, such as hobbies and activities that you may have put on hold for a while. For me, activities that nourish my soul are meditation, playing the piano, photography, writing, and spending time in nature. Look over your list of goals in front of you and ask, what are the goals that would nourish me and help me add more into my life right now? Next, choose a goal to help you. Think of this area that is going to reduce the stress in your life. For example, do you need to have better boundaries with your time? Do you need to learn to say no to extra obligations, activities, and responsibilities? Are you saying yes to things when you really don't want to? Then a goal to help you would be to learn to have stronger boundaries with your time. Or maybe something that would help you is to talk to your sweetie and let them know you need them to do more to share the mental load of raising a family by dividing household chores more evenly or helping with the parenting. Speaking up, using your voice, and letting others know what you need to help you is an important skill to develop. Skim through the goals on the paper in front of you and ask yourself, is there a goal in one of these areas that would help me create a plan to thrive? If so, write it down. Okay, let's move on and have you choose a goal to heal you. One thing I know about being a psychologist is this: slowing down and paying attention and learning about our thoughts, behaviors, and feelings and experiences can stir up a lot of pain or create sensitivity to a feeling of being raw. When we open our hearts and our minds and look to improve our state of being, it can bring into our awareness some areas in our life that were painful and were not exactly how we wanted it to be or how it currently is. I want you to take a deep breath on this one. If you can relate to what I'm saying, please know that you're not alone. For example, maybe as you've taken this course, you've come into the awareness that your relationship with your mom or dad or childhood experience impacts you in your day-to-day mothering. Making the decision to get support from a counselor to help you heal some of the pain would be a wonderful goal for you. Or one of your goals is to have more kind self-talk, because watching the Taking Care of Your Mind video, you realize that your self-talk is pretty negative and constant, and you want to change that. Setting a goal to talk to yourself more compassionately and stopping the negative self-talk would be incredibly healing. Be gentle, kind, and compassionate to yourself, and know that what you've covered in this course can shift the way you're experiencing things, and that is okay. Be good to yourself and get the help and support you need if you feel more vulnerable or overwhelmed. And last, choose a goal to help you to grow. I think being a mom is the ultimate growth challenge. I've grown more as a person being a mom, caring for and raising for my four daughters. They are truly my greatest teachers, showing me lessons and teaching me about the world and parts of myself I didn't even know I needed to learn. Being a mother creates many opportunities to grow. Look over the list of goals in front of you and ask yourself, as you look at the different areas we've covered, is there a goal that would help me grow as a person? This could be related to mothering or could be broader. For example, several years ago, when my oldest girls were crossing the threshold of childhood and heading into the tween and teen years, I was humbled by the amount of emotions and mood swings they were experiencing. While I had always put into practice not taking my children's behavior personally, I got a lot of practice mastering this growth lesson. I was inundated multiple times a day times two, with behaviors or interactions that felt very personal to me. If you have a tween or teen, you know the eye rolls, the one-word answers, the talking back, the pushing of limits were intense. And as a side note, if you have a toddler, you're likely going through a similar thing. Adolescence is often called the second toddlerhood. My personal growth goal was not to take my daughter's behavior personally. They were simply experiencing what many tweens and teens go through in child development. Not taking my daughter's behavior personally helped me to develop the perspective in any interaction not to take other people's behavior personally. So look over the list and identify a goal that will help you grow. In summary, start with identifying and creating a goal within the areas to improve your physical health. Then choose meaningful goals to include 1, goals that ground you, 2, goals that nourish you, 3, goals that help you, 4, goals that heal you, and 5, goals that facilitate growth. All of these goals are important in creating your plan to thrive. I have included the Thriving Mama Mode goal worksheet as a separate download, and please make multiple copies for ongoing inspiration. Now that you've identified a few goals, let's look at creating an action plan towards achieving your goals. The first task is to describe the steps of your goal. A key objective when working towards a goal is to create a measurable, actionable, and specific steps to reaching your goal. I want you to be specific about how you're going to achieve your goal. If your goal is to get more sleep, and you hope to get more sleep each night, but you don't have a plan, then you may not be able to achieve your goal of getting more sleep. Remember, a goal without a plan is a wish. But if you get more specific and list the steps to get more sleep, then you're going to be more likely to achieve this goal. Steps towards a goal are about setting intention and creating a map to follow to get your goals achieved, which means breaking down the goals into achievable steps and planning them in your schedule and calendar. When thinking about your goals, it's important to reflect on the supports that will help you reach and achieve your goals. This can happen in a number of ways. Supports to achieve your goal can include caring people in your life, resources, time, and energy. For example, talking with your sweetie about your goals or supportive people in your life provides not only encouragement when you need it, but also practical help if you need company along the way for some of these activities. Reaching out for support can also include securing childcare to help with making your goals a reality. Supports are also practical things like estimating the amount of time you need to complete a step towards your goal, planning the step and putting it in your calendar and schedule, and setting reminders on your phone to help you achieve them. When thinking about a support towards your goal, I want you to ask yourself this: is there something needed to make this goal happen? Which is a perfect segue for keeping your goals realistic. For example, let's say you want to increase physical activity, but finances are limited and you really can't afford a gym membership. If you pushed off your goal of getting more physically active until you could join a gym, then you may not have your goal ever met. It may not be the best goal for you right now. Instead, joining a gym could be a long-term goal, but the short-term goal is to increase exercise with what you have available to you. Walking, creative strength training, downloaded from hundreds of affordable apps on the phone or watching videos on YouTube, which can be free, are all steps that you could take right now to achieving your goal of being more physically active. And a quick reminder, keep your goal specific, time limited, measurable, realistic, and be sure it's something you want to do. Now, you are ready to spend time creating and mapping out your Thriving Mama Mode plan. In the workbook, there are guided questions and goal sheets to fill out, which include the three things that I'm going to focus on now. First, the concern you want to address. Second, the goal you want to achieve and work on and towards, and the steps needed to accomplish the goal. Remember, goal setting is highly individualized. And to help you with the process in the workbook, I have several examples of concerns, goals, and steps needed to accomplish goals in motherhood. I hope these examples help you learn how you can work on some of the goals and steps to achieve your goals. But let's first review a few examples in the video. Let's say your concern is you're only getting about 6 hours of sleep a night, and your goal is to aim to get 7.5 hours of sleep. Steps to achieve this goal would be create a wind-down bedtime routine starting at 9:30 p.m. Set a reminder on your phone to head to bed at 9:30. Turn off shows and stop scrolling on the screen a half hour before bed. Leave your family room and head to the bedroom and read before bed. Leave your phone across the room on the dresser instead of on the nightstand and lights out at 10 p.m. Or let's say your concern is the chatter in your head is super negative all the time and your goal is to stop the negative self-talk. The steps to achieve your goal would be aware of the situation that increases negative self-talk. Monitor thoughts for negative self-talk. Change negative self-talk into a phrase of compassion or challenge the negative self-talk. Talk to yourself as you would a friend or your child. Highlight your strengths and consider talking to a therapist. And one more example. Let's say your concern is you don't have many healthy coping skills and you tend to overuse passive coping skills like napping or going on the screen. And your goal is to create more healthy coping skills to manage stress. And the steps you would want to take to achieve this goal would include monitoring your screen time with your smartphone to work towards reducing the time on your phone by 2 hours. Instead of watching the screen when you're upset, focus on practicing breathing, going for a walk, or reaching out to a supportive friend. Start journaling your thoughts and feelings when you're stressed. I want you to know this. You are not alone on this journey of being a mom. We all go through times when we're in survival mode and need more support to center, regroup, take care of ourselves so we can thrive in motherhood. Support comes in many ways, through the people in your life and in the community at Moms Wellbeing and with the moms who have taken this course. As I mentioned in the workbook, there are many more examples that will help you create the steps you need to achieve your goals. If you feel uncertain about the steps to make these goals happen, reach out to a supportive person and brainstorm some ideas on how they would go about achieving these goals. And be sure to join the private Facebook group if you haven't already, From Surviving to Thriving in Motherhood, which is a community where you can get support, ask questions, and share your accomplishments. I can't wait to hear from you about these goals that you're working on and achieving in your thriving mama mode. There are a few videos left in this course to help you keep your momentum working towards your plan to thrive, including how to overcome obstacles and manage setbacks. Up next is learning all about how to overcome obstacles when creating and working on a thriving mama mode plan.